now.
This is Murph and Max. Big hit.
I'll take a hit.
Hit me. Hit me.
A hit is a hit, you pathetic schlepper.
Ground ball at the left field. Nice hit.
Sponsored by Benjamin Moore Paints. Experience the Benjamin Moore retail difference at their independently owned authorized retailers today or at BenjaminMoore.com.
On KNBR 104.5 FM and 680 AM, the sports leader.
3-1 pitch, McMahon swings, lines one into right, coming on Conforto diving, and he makes the catch. What a play, Michael Conforto. What else is new? Here's a line drive, caught by a diving Crawford at short. And the inning is over. He lays out, and he takes a hit, and possibly an RBI away. Runner bluffs, Bailey with a bunt, gets it down. Lawrence picks it up, flips home, he's safe at home. Hediger in with a slide, and the Giants take a 5-4 lead. On a squeeze bunt play.
Give Hediger tons of credit for the read at third base.
The ball from the stretch. He throws. It swung on and missed. Struck him out. A high fastball. That was the cutter from Doval at 101. The 2-2 pitch. Swing. Ground ball to short. Schmitz got it. Straightens up. Throws to first. And that's the ball game. Camilo Doval closes it out. A 1-2-3 bottom of the ninth. The Giants come back from four runs down, and they beat the Rockies.
There it is, the big hit. It won the poll. It did. Early on, Messi and Miami were winning, and I thought, well, good, I'm getting validated. But then a storm of votes came pouring in, and with 56% of the vote, Messi wins, or pardon me, the Giants win. Messi gets second ahead of Jokic and Murray.
Boy, they don't really care about the Miami Heat culture.
Well, the Messi story is a big deal, and I wanted at some point talk about it on the show at some point.
Well, the thing with the Messi story is there's so many, it's got like a lot of potential branches. You could go out like in a lot of different directions on that thing.
Well, it's kind of like, to me, I mean, Gretzky to the Kings.
So you know what I was going to say? For me, personally, it's Deion Sanders to the Niners. And think about the effect that had. I mean, one of them is the last Super Bowl they won.
I mean, that's up there, but this is global. Did you guys hear the story? Inter Miami Football Club Instagram had 1 million followers, which, by the way, is crazy enough that they had 1 million followers.
Wait, who did?
The club. It's called Inter Miami. That's the name of the club that he's going to. And by this morning, it has 5 million followers.
See?
That's a little bonkers now. Now, you're messy. You're like, pay me my money down. Shout out Bruce Springsteen, the E Street Band.
Look at you.
They don't do that anymore, do they?
No, that's where you're wrong. They've played that on this tour a few times, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you see it in Portland?
Uh-uh. Wasn't in the show when I saw it, but it came out after that. He's played it a few times.
Oh, man.
Because I follow all the good sets.
Yeah.
I do.
So anyway, the Giants winning on a safety squeeze. We're going to call it a safety squeeze. It's so exciting to me, and especially the week we lost Roger.
It's
the like
a throwback to Roger Craig era baseball, totally.
Waterboy, when you were growing up, man, did you guys lay down the safety squeeze to win ball games?
Oh, all the time, and probably one of my favorite stories. You were talking about the little leaguers making sure they got the sign right. I played with a couple guys who, maybe we went out partying the night before.
Look at you.
We're playing a
kind
summer
of example
league
you're setting right now and for all our young listeners.
And I had buddies where somebody missed a safety squeeze sign. Ooh. Or excuse me, it was a suicide squeeze.
Oh, that's a big sign to miss.
So the runner takes off. He swings. He slides in between his legs, safe, steals home base.
Wow.
But yeah, dude, that's dangerous.
Yeah, that's very dangerous.
Very dangerous.
Balls to the wall, man. Yeah.
Sometimes, though. It's an exciting play.
We're working a lot. I hate to give you need to bunt. You need to be able to lay down a bunt at some point in life.
That's
okay?
Part of baseball. I mean,
and this is yet another facet with Patrick Bailey. Now, here's the interesting fact that Susan Slusser unearthed. Patrick Bailey said in the entire, let me give you the exact stats on this thing here, by the way. So he is not a bunter. This is why nobody expected it. He, darn it, it was on the online edition. He had one bunt in college. One. He's had none in his minor league career.
Damn.
Okay?
That's
good.
And
he's had none as a big leaguer.
Yeah.
Or pardon me, now he's got two now in the last 3 weeks as a big leaguer. So this is just an example of a guy being a baseball player. And he credited his NC State baseball coach with having him practice bunting over and over again, even if he wasn't using it. So, kids, you got to square. Waterboy, we're teaching it a lot. And, man, you just
going all over the place.
The biggest thing, as I tell them all the time, if we can teach you all the technique, but you got to commit to the bunt. kids will get square and then pull away. Square.
I sucked at it. I sucked at bunting.
You need to turn that chest to the pitcher and get the bat out in front of the plate.
Could you lay one down when you were playing? I sucked at that. I was the worst.
I'm out. Listen.
Putting them into my face.
Old man,
boom,
Coach Brian, I'm out there. Yeah. When the kids aren't getting them, I said, give me the freaking bat.
Yeah.
So I'm in the box.
You're laying them down.
I'm laying them down like freaking Brett Butler.
If Murph knows how to bunt, I'm actually going to give Tim Flannery all the credit. Just all those conversations with Flann. Shout out to Bunt Doctor.
And Coach Lou, with all the tips, has the kids. Hey, when you want to lay it down, if you want to lay it down the third base line, we're going to need to have the point of the bat pointing towards the third base coach. And if you want to lay it down the first base line, you need to handle the bat pointing to the first base coach. Third base coach, first base coach. We're also talking about the knees as the hydraulic elevator. So you're squared up. The knees are going up and down. We need to pull back, too, when it's not your pitch.
You got to pull
now,
back.
If you're a pitcher, conversely, you're coming up and in when a guy squares,
oh,
right?
Anytime I see a guy drop down a bunt or even turn to lay it out there, I'm throwing high fastballs trying to get a pop-up, Murph.
Let me tell you guys a funny quick story, and then we'll get to the Bailey stuff and all this big hit story. But if we were playing in a playoff game, and a kid squared a bunt, and he didn't pull back. He just kept it out there, and the ball just came in, whoop, hit him right in the chest.
Drilled him in the chest. How about
but
that?
He had the bat out.
Steroid.
So I'm sitting there in the dugout, and I'm like, this is an 11-year-old kid got hit by a pitch. He's crying. I'm like, but that's a strike.
That's baseball,
so
kid.
So I'm like, I came out of the dugout, and I'm kind of rubbing my forehead, and I said to the umpire, I go, I hate to even bring this up, but that's a strike. You know, the kids, I'm like, that's a strike. I said, I hate to be that guy. And the ump says to me, he goes, no, it's not. And I said, I'm just going to go back in the dugout now. I don't want to be that guy. I get a kid because we have cameras.
Yeah.
You can imagine, like, local radio host with kid crying on ground complains strike was not called.
Oh, dude. A local radio host looks over injured child laughing. Yeah.
And was this like
and
a.
I was.
More on this
I was
at
right.
five.
It is a strike.
Was it like a 13-year-old, 14-year-old umpire?
No,
was
he's
it a grown
he's an adult.
Man.
He got it wrong.
He should know better. Yeah.
Sometimes water boy. Sometimes in life,
you're going to get boned.
Sometimes
in life, you're going to get a fastball to the chest. Yeah. And that's a strike.
Here's Patrick Bailey on laying down the squeeze bunt that won the game.
No, I got the sign. It was a safety. Haniger got a great jump at third. Luckily, it was over the plate and able to get it down.
I loved it. I loved everything about it. Giants come back from 4-0 down and win on a squeeze bunt. Now, here's Kapler's version of it. It was a 2-1 pitch. And apparently they put it on just that pitch. And these things move fast now. The pitch clock is 20 seconds with the runner on base.
Right.
So you have 20 seconds for Kai or whoever to give the sign to Hallberg, who's got to give the sign to Bailey, and he's got to give the sign to Haniger. And these guys all got to get it. And here's Kapler.
Yeah, it was called from the bench. But so in these situations, the player deserves all the credit for getting the bunt down, especially when you're not giving the sign from the beginning of the count, right? You're waiting till a specific point in the count and then you're giving it. And so the fact that Bailey got the sign, Mark got the sign, Slater got the sign, and everybody on the field orchestrated that play very well. Haniger got a really good jump at third base, did it exactly as we want a safety squeeze to be run, which is get as far off the bag as you possibly can. When you see it down, it's not a decision, you're gone. And excellent slide at the end. So the entire play was executed very well. The players did a great job.
Waterboy, I've always wanted big league signs. I've never known them. Never. I don't know. I mean, like in Little League, Paulie, it's really simple. You know, the indicator is the hat.
Universal.
So,
once I touch the hat, the sign's coming.
I've never, and I covered baseball for 2 years in the big league. I don't know how they, I don't know what they go with. I don't know if they're doing just nose. I don't know if they're going clap. I don't know if they're...
Yeah, and they could be changing them. Like, who knows, really? Yeah.
That's interesting because I know, like, in college and stuff, we do, like, arm touches. We do face touches, goes to the nose, to the ear, like, pickoff plays and stuff
again?
Like that.
Say it again.
So there's arm touches, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, last touch, last sign, something like that. You can go with nose to ear to cheek to chin. Like, there's a bunch of little signs you'll see, like, shortstops and second basemen giving pickoff signs to the pitchers. But you're right. You don't see too many actual third base coaches calling plays in the big
I just
leagues.
Like hearing Marcus go talking about going from cheek to chin.
Yeah.
That's made my segment right
so
there.
So Kai's got it. Kai just goes, what, to the ear? And Hallberg goes to the ear, and then they all get it. They got it. That's the point. They got it. That's what a winning club does.
Now, that's what Gabe said. Well, that's why all the players deserve all the credit. And that booming, bassy
anyway,
voice.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit. And you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light,
April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
I'm expecting my second child. Which is very, very amazing.
Congratulations.
To say. Feels
We're
that
all
way.
With child.
You can say she's pregnant, she's knocked up, anything except with child.
Oh, I love with child. I'm going to be saying it all the time. Yep. Excuse
yes,
me.
Yes, yes.
6 feet, I'm with child.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.
It's a 2-1 count, and Evan Wiebeck of the San Jose Mercury News asks him.
Oh, this is the best.
I thought this was a very Kapler
This is
moment.
No, it's the greatest.
Here it is.
Why was that the pitch for the safety squeeze?
That's the right question. I probably don't want to get too much into that.
Okay.
But I understand why you're asking it.
What is this whole thing?
We are talking about bunts, right? We're not talking about like Secret Service or anything. This ain't Her Majesty's Secret Service.
I was watching it live, and Wiebeck asked him, why was it that pitch?
Did you see it live?
Yeah, and it caught me because he turned to him really
Well, there was
quickly.
A dramatic pause
he
there.
He abruptly turns to his right to look at Wiebeck.
Well, that's the right question.
Kind of like, and then he says, that's the right question.
That's the right question.
It honestly felt like the Wonka moment at the end because you did it, Charlie. You did it.
You win, Charlie. You win. It's like, boy, that's it. But then Gabe...
I mean,
kind of
placates you. Like, I wasn't looking for, I was just looking for the answer.
I got to try that on the air. Murph's going to say something. I'd be like, you know what, Murph? I'm going to choose not to answer that, but that's the right question. Wait. Like what am I doing out here?
I mean, that's the confusing part. If it's the right question, why not answer the question?
This ain't the Secret Service, man.
It was a 2-1 count.
It's a bunt.
We were thinking fastball.
It's a 2-1.
Talking about
one out. Runners on first and third. You got a sinker ball pitcher on the mound. He's trying to get a ground ball.
I'm telling you right now. It's all part of the mystique.
It's a fastball count. I know there's not the traditional fastball counts like there are anymore, but it seems pretty obvious to us. But I don't know, boys. Maybe we have the untrained eye.
Hey, quick question. Shout out to the untrained eye. Quick question for all of y'all, Murph and Marcus and Texas. Does anybody here, and I don't, I need the answer. Do you guys know, has there been an official San Francisco Giant Gabe Kapler bobblehead yet?
No.
There has not been.
I don't think so, no.
Really? Oh, I'm going to need one then. I'm putting in the request right now.
You know there'll be ladies lined up.
What, dude, we hear... That's what we hear. You ain't kidding.
That's the right question.
No, that's... Ladies love... You got LL Cool J and LL KJ. Ladies love Cap.
His whole, you know...
I'm going to choose not to answer that.
Some would say that's condescending. Is that...
Well, it's the right question.
Anyway, they did have a Kapler bobblehead in 2022.
Okay, I asked.
Says August 17th.
Thank you, Triple E. Thank you.
Let's check with Candace's birthday.
I'd love to get a copy of one of those.
She would have enjoyed that. Does it have the long coat that goes down below the knees?
Dude, or
check
the boots.
With Candace.
I hope he's crossing a bridge, too. This bobblehead is blanking epic. You know what I mean?
It was Jewish Heritage Night, says Waterboy.
Awesome.
Says Triple
I wish
Sorry.
I had one. I'm jealous of all of you guys.
Okay, the bench. They did it last night. Austin Slater comes off the bench.
Okay.
Gets a big knock. Patrick Bailey comes off the bench, lays one down. The bench comes through Gabe Kapler.
I mean, obviously, Seabold was excellent. He was executing all of his pitches. He was really on the corners of the plate. There was some deception there, so he did a really nice job. And we knew that it probably wasn't going to happen against him tonight because of how sharp he was. And we were going to have to find our way into the bullpen. And we talked about this a little bit pregame, but the bench is pretty deep for us when we're able to roll three excellent right-handed hitters out there. It's not always going to work out that way. We try to remember that sometimes – even though you have that deep bench and the lefty comes in the game, you run your righties out there and they can pop up, strike out and ground out. And, it doesn't look as good as it did today, but obviously the guys got the job done. And we like it when it plays out that way.
Yeah. It was one of those 2021 wins where every button pushed was a winner. Slater comes off the bench, goes 2 for 2 with 2 RBIs. Slater. Flores comes off the bench, gets a big knock. Bailey comes off the bench, gets the big bunt. And J.D. Davis came off the bench with a big knock, too. So,
hey, can we?
Every button pushed was correct.
Speaking of pressing buttons, I'm about to do a couple of my own here. And thank you, texters, by the way. Triple E sent me a picture of the Gabe Kapler bobblehead. I got to admit, it's pretty badass. I kind of want one now. But a lot of people are checking in, too, saying the next Kapler giveaway should either be a spatula night or a pepper grinder giveaway night, which kind of reminds me it's been too long since we've rocked out with our pepper grinders out. It's just been too long. Yeah.
man, so good. Austin Slater himself on coming off and getting two knocks and looking at this lineup filled with healthy hitters here.
Hey, I think it just lengthens our lineup, you know, and it's not anything against the guys that came up. They performed unbelievably well and kept us in a lot of ball games and won us a lot of ball games. But now we feel like we're back to full strength and just really adds a lot of depth to our lineup.
Okay, there you go, Slater. And then just one more to Patrick Bailey, because we want to hear the Nick Bosa chill on the bullpen last night, and the bullpen did it again after Logan Webb did not have a great outing. Well, was it Sable-related? But Sable caught the bullpen. Actually, Bailey caught the bullpen near the end. So Tristan Beck, who I like, by the way. I'm going to go on record saying I'm pro Beck. Two-thirds of an inning. Taylor Rogers beginning to like him more. Getting to know you. A shutout inning with three strikeouts. Tyler Rogers, who's having a really good year, guys. He threw a shutout inning and then, forget it, automatic, Doval, Gasolina, as Daddy Yankee might sing. What about, is that current enough?
Nice.
Current enough
there? I got it, Murph. I got you.
Dame la Gasolina, right? Isn't that what he says?
It's actually not current enough for me. I need something that came out last night.
Where are you with Daddy Yankee? Yeah. Where are you?
I like his name, Daddy Yankee.
Is Bad Bunny biting Daddy Yankee style?
Oh, see, now we got Bad
Bunny has taken over that market for sure.
Has he?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So there you go. Uh-huh. Anyway, here's Bailey on that bullpen, yeah.
The guys from the bullpen have been doing an unbelievable job. Unbelievable job yesterday, great job tonight. They're just coming in, filling it up, attacking the zone and doing what they do best, sticking to their strengths. And, that's about it. They've been doing their job.
They really have. The bullpen's been tremendous as the Giants get two in Colorado. All right, let's put the stamp on it, guys. Kai Correa calls Rob Manfred, and he says, hey, I know you're sleeping in a suit, you suit. So put it in the books. San Francisco Giants 5, Colorado Rockies 4.
It's all good, baby. It's all good.
Beautiful baseball. Beautiful baseball.
The Giants. Fun.
This is some kind of good.
This is unbelievable.
Runs are cool, man.
Hey. Nice inclusion. Way to be inclusive. I dig that.
That's the big hit. The people spoke. Messi lost.
We responded.
Jokic and Murray.
You spoke, we responded.
And 408 speaks for everybody. He says, guys, it's been a rough morning. Can I get a fresh pot to end the big hit?
I'm always here to provide that service. All y'all need to do is just simply ask.
Fresh pot! Fresh pot!
Murphy, your head.
I mean, my bad, but don't make me get violent early in the morning, really. I ain't had my coffee, you know what I'm saying?
One last one.
Well, I know what you're looking for, some Vic. I know who you like.
No, not that, actually, because the guy wants a fresh pot, so, you know, my real problem is...
Oh, okay, yeah.
So, you know, my problem is not a fresh pot.
That's Dave Grohl talking.
All right. Yeah. Let's get out of here. Cooler content next on the Sports Leader.
You're listening to Murph and Max Power Hour. Now on 104.5 FM and 680. This is KNBR, the Sports Leader. Here's what's trending now.
Trending now.
On KNBR.com.
JVG, Jeff Van Gundy, stopped by the afternoon show yesterday with Tolbert and Cobes to talk about this year's NBA Finals. To hear that podcast and more, check out what's trending now on the all-new KNBR app.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.